We're going to resume our brief review of the life studies that we went through last week, and hopefully if you enjoyed them, if you even touched these life studies, you should have something to say. Yeah. These are awesome life studies this week. We're in Philippians 3, and I tell you, I just really treasure this chapter in Philippians. It's incredible. And you know, the language the Apostle Paul used to write is just so rich and meaningful. If you just spend time to pray, read this chapter, you will be enlightened. So, anyhow, I'm going to share just for 5 minutes or so on message 23, which is on Philippians 3, 12 through 14. And I just have to read you. And if you know these, you should know these by heart, saints. If you know these, speak with me. 12 through 14. Not that I have
already obtained or have already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this message is entitled Gaining Christ by Pursuing Him. And so you may wonder where the word gain Christ. Actually, Paul uses that word elsewhere in Philippians. But gain is another interpretation of the word used in verse 12, to lay hold.
Amen.
Lay hold is to grasp, to seize, or to gain.
Amen.
And, you know, it's a bit awkward reading that phrase in verse 12, so it's worth spending some time to consider. And what it means is, even if I may lay hold, so he's trying to get something, of that for which I have been laid hold of. Which means his laying hold was the purpose of why he was laid hold of. So that means, saints, Christ gained us that we would gain Christ.
Amen.
The purpose of our salvation is to gain Christ.
Amen.
Not just to be forgiven. The purpose is to gain Christ.
Amen.
To lay hold of Christ.
Amen.
To seize Christ.
Amen.
Even not to let him go.
Amen.
What a view of our salvation.
Amen.
This should even change our gospel preaching, right?
Amen.
What's the purpose of saving someone? Not so that they'll be redeemed and saved from judgment. That's a byproduct. The purpose is to gain Christ.
Amen.
And the other striking thing is, this is the Apostle Paul speaking here. And I forget, was it 20-some years after he'd been saved? And he says, not that I've already obtained. I do not account of myself that I've laid hold of. This dear brother who had seen so much was still pursuing.
Amen.
He did not yet consider he was done. You know, in this life study, Brother Lee likens the Christian life to a race. He says, the Christian life is a race, and we need to keep running. The Apostle Paul kept running. So, saints, we must not be content or passive. This image of stretching forward to the things which are before us should call into mind an Olympic athlete at the finish line, you know, doing everything he can to press on, to win. So this leads to the question, okay, what is the goal and the prize that Paul is pressing for? You know, the implication here, no matter what your interpretation is that there's something that believers need to pursue.
Right.
Saints, we need to encourage believers in Christ not to passively wait for the Lord's coming. We need to consider there's a goal and even there's a prize. There's something more that Paul, a saved one, had not yet considered he obtained. So, saints, in our Christian life, we need to ourselves press on and encourage others to pursue for the prize.
Amen.
So, Brother Lee said this prize is a greater enjoyment of Christ in the millennium.
Amen.
Some Christians may disagree with him, so don't argue that point. Just there is a prize. There is a goal we should be pressing for.
Amen.
Encourage one another to press on.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, he likened it to a graduation. At the resurrection, you know, verse 11, Paul mentions the out-resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? So the resurrection, he said, is like a graduation. Where everybody graduates, all 400 students all have made it. But he said there is a special honor for a few. I call it resurrection with honors.
Yeah.
Not everyone obtains this prize, but some will. We need to aspire to resurrect with honors.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have our Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant?
Right.
Amen.
This should be our aspiration, saints. Forget anything you've gained before and just keep pressing on. Praise the Lord.